I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. This is just a little clip from a episode that we'll be dropping on YouTube tonight at 6 p.m. Myself and Maddie the Waterboy will be going through the Dragons' best 17 for season 2023. Obviously, it hasn't been an ideal preseason for the Dragons. They've obviously lost Amone. Bud Sullivan is injured. Cody Rams, you're also not going to see him this year. So, a squad that to me already looked like it was in a bit of curry. They're in some serious trouble now. So, I am a little bit nervous about the Dragons. I'll be completely honest with you guys, and I am honest throughout this entire review or preview of the Dragons' best 17 for 2023. But as I do say throughout this, they're a team that you always think they're going to go really poorly, and they always tend to overachieve. So hopefully for you Dragons fans, Hook and Benny Hunt, they can do the same this season. So plenty to touch on in this episode that will be dropping at 6 p.m. tonight on Rugby League Guru YouTube.
It can all change very quickly, and we all know, like, I'm not saying like I know personally because I saw him with the juniors, but like we all know what Zach Lomax can do. And if he improves even the slightest bit, he'll be well in contention. But yeah, I think he's got origin. He's been in the squad before, like the COVID one, 2020. What do you reckon?
Mate, honestly, I'm nervous for him because, you know, those guys we just mentioned, Burton, Critter, these guys aren't 28. They're 22. Like Latrell's not old either. He's 25. What is he, 26?
25 at the moment.
25. Like you'd have to think, as long as, you know, if one of Latrell, Turbo, Burton or Critter, if two of them are fit come origin time, I question whether they won't always be in front of him. And that's if no one else pops up over the next couple of years.
But that's as it stands. But like, as we know, especially with Freddie, like it'll take is a fucking solid 6 to 8 week period. If you're the best, you'll get picked. Like, think about it. Like, because Tony Staggs, for the first month of the season last year, was pretty bad. And then from round five onwards, was probably the best center in the comp and then earned his origin spot.
But think about the guys that had to be out for Katoni Staggs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, no, true.
Now you got to throw now Campbell Graham's ahead of him as well, as you said. So you're right. It all can change very quickly. I just think it's going to be very, very tough for him to get in from here now. But I hope he can. And, mate, that's also assuming that in the next 3 or 4 years, another gun fullback doesn't pop up that we want to play there.
Yeah, exactly right.
So, yeah, I hope he does because he's got the ability. I want to see him put it all together. But the longer we go, the more nervous I'm getting.
Yeah.
5'8", Amone, we don't know when he's going to play, might not play this year. We'll see how that all plays out. Bud Sullivan, it looked like he was finally going to get his opportunity to jump in the halves there. He's obviously been fucked around playing hooker, playing a bit of halfback in reserve grade. I don't think he's a hooker. I think he is a ball player. This would have been a great opportunity for him. He's done his hamstring. I think you said before, Matty, NRL.com saying he'll be back round one.
It says the expected time of when they'll recover, and it just says preseason challenge. So I think it's safe to assume, according to that, he'll be sweet for the season, but fuck, who knows?
Well, the other advantage that Bud's got, huge disadvantage for the Dragons, but advantage for him, is that they have got the round one bye. Yeah. So that does give him an extra week. So I'm hoping Bud Sullivan is fit. Just makes it hard, obviously, with a hamstring. You are going to miss quite a bit of footy. And, mate, if he's not fit for the trials, I mean, he does give someone else an opportunity. And apparently that person might be Jack Bird.
Yep.
I would not. I don't care if I was any of those players in that team. No matter what position I am, I would not want to give Jack Bird an opportunity to play my position.
Yeah.
Because outside of Ben Hunt, on my day, he's probably better than me.
I agree, and he's definitely 100% my pick for 5'8".
Yeah,
he's like 100%.
But I'm refusing to rule out Moses Mbaye just because it's Hook.
I'm not ruling it. Yeah.
If it wasn't Hook, I wouldn't even have the conversation. But Hook, knowing that his job is on the line, wouldn't surprise me if he turns to his experienced guy, Moses Mbaye, who he loves.
Yeah. It's probably the quote-unquote safe option. I don't know if you can call it that. But, I mean, I don't think Bird's got any downside anyway. Like
Neither do I.
I think it's a pretty fucking clear-cut selection.
The only thing with Bird is that, and as I found out when I tried to find someone else to play in the back row, hard to fill his role. The forwards are very, very grim, which we'll get to in a second. But hopefully Bud Sullivan, or you'll probably see Jack Bird, potentially Moses Mbaye at 5'8 to start round one. Benny Hunt picks himself in the 7, coming off a career year. Last year he was incredible in rep football. On Dally M points, he didn't go that close to winning it, but he played well enough throughout the year to win a Dally M in most seasons, I think.
Oh, yeah, he was. I know the points didn't reflect it, but the Dragons just didn't win enough games, probably. Yeah,
it is what it is. Yeah. I think he did as well as he possibly could have. So they really need Ben Hunt to have another big year. We've said it on a number of occasions. I think everyone has. Let's get into the forward pack, mate. Yeah. Blake Laurie, he re-signed the other day. Congratulations to Blake Laurie. He'll be in the front row with, mate, a few options here.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably start with the experience of Aaron Woods.
Yeah, me too.
I think I'd keep the punch of, your Molos, your Musgroves, these sort of guys. I think I'd keep them coming off the pine. Woods is obviously getting older and everything, but I think I would start with his experience. 9, Andrew McCulloch. He retired at the end of last season. Bud Sullivan, it looks like he'll be in the halves now. So as much as I think they would have gone with Jacob Little anyway, I think this definitely locks him in.
Yep.
I'll say this about Little Maddie, and I'd be surprised if you haven't had a little bit to do with him in New South Wales Rugby League, but him coming through, he looked like he was going to be the next big thing.
A what? 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is one of the best New South Wales Cup players I've ever seen.
Yeah. I genuinely remember watching him going, he might be good enough to turn the Tigers around here. He might be that guy. And people will laugh at that and say it's ridiculous, but if you weren't watching him back then, you won't get it. He was unbelievable, and he has just been hit with so many injuries. It's not even funny.
And for that reason, I still have so much faith in him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's going to be the guy to turn the Dragons around, but I think he can have a year where everyone's like, oh, fuck, this bloke's good.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, I hope so. I really do. I worry that he's going from the Tigers to the Dragons. That's my big worry, that I'd love to see Little in a good system. And he might not even be a 9. Maybe he's a, career 14 to come on and play a small stint, but he's got a lot more to offer than what we've seen over the last few years. So I really hope he stays injury free, because Matty, if he doesn't, they're kind of fucked.
Don't have
another hooker.
Well, no, they don't.
You're looking at Moses Mbaye, Bud Sullivan.
Yeah.
That'll be your option.
And,
so.
You, and you just don't put Sullivan there.
I don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. Jacob Little, we hope he has a very good season. He is incredibly talented. He's been so talented for so long. He just needs a good spell of injuries. The back row, mate, I think Jaden Sua, former Origin player, I think he picks himself there. He's the automatic in the back row.
Yeah.
The other one, mate, I wrote in Fui Maiano, and I thought, I'll have a look through the rest of the squad, see who else is there. Billy Burns is in the squad. Kerr's played a little bit of back row, but I don't think he's a back rower realistically. Mate, Tyrell Fumano is pretty much the only option if Jack Bird is playing in the halves. I think Jack Bird will be in the back row eventually. But if Bird starts at 5'8", Tyrell's the only option there, I think.
Yeah, Tyrell's shown enough. I know he's been fucked with injuries, which has been so sad. Like he was at South once upon a time.
Yeah, a long time ago.
And he's always been pretty highly touted, and whenever I've seen him play, he's been fantastic. So yeah, hopefully he can stay injury free, and yeah, if he starts at back row, I back him to do a pretty good job.
And that's where, mate, if Hook gets the very best out of Sloan, Little, Fumano, you got yourself a footy side all of a sudden.
100%. Fumano's a gun. The problem is two injuries.
Yes.
That's the problem. Yep. Like this team, the team itself is like all right, but like, you know, once we start going to the bench and then further down, it's like, oh.
Yeah, gets very questionable. Jack DeBell, and he picks himself in the 13. I think he's been their best forward over the last, 2 years or whatever the hell it's been. I think he's going to be there. A lot of talk, Jack Bird playing the 13. For the way the Dragons play, I actually prefer Jack DeBell in the 13. Yeah. So I think he'll stay there as, their best forward. They need him to stay on the park all year. The bench, 14. You would have to assume, depending on how other positions go, Moses Mbai, he's probably, when you consider the rest of the squad, he's probably the perfect guy for this role.
Yeah, as it stands, 100%.
I think that he will always be in the 17 this year, and it could be at 1, it could be at 9, it could be at 6 or at 14. So I think Moses Mbai will always be there. Francis Molo is the next one, mate. I've actually been really impressed with him at the Dragons. I think he's done really well. Yeah. Played Origin a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think it might have been 2020 or 2021. Yeah, yep.
So I actually really like him. I think he's been a really good signing for them. And I like that, as I said, I think you look at the rest of this side, a lot of the front rowers are just the same dudes. The same guys. You bring on Molo, at least he's got a bit of an offload. He's got some of that explosive ability in him. So I like him. Musgrove, another one, mate, that's come from South Sydney originally, I believe.
Yes, yeah. Back in
started at South.
He's been he's been to a couple of clubs since, but yeah.
Knows his way into a bit of trouble off the field, but he is very talented. Once again, consistency is just the worry with Zane Musgrove.
Yep.
He's got all the ability. He's got the size. He's got decent hands. He's got good footwork. Another guy that if they can get the best out of him, he will take them a lot further than what people are anticipating. The last jersey, mate, jersey 17, I think your pick here, one of Josh Kerr, who it's wild, mate. Sort of his career has been a bit strange. A late bloomer, went to the Origin Arena. I don't think he played, but he was in that squad. And from memory, I think Wayne Bennett gave him the Queensland Spirit Award, or there was some award that he got for that 2020 camp just for the sort of personality he was in camp.
I remember that All-Stars game as well where he scored a couple of tries or something. Like, he killed it.
And then they brought him back to the Dragons and they tried to turn him into an edge for a few months there, and that wasn't working. I think he's just a middle. You just got to let him go. So he's an option. Ben Murdoch-Masilla, who they've signed from the New Zealand Warriors.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.